The Israel Report with Rolien Marx.
Good afternoon, Rolien Marx. How are you?
I'm good, and you? But did I hear correctly? Because, I mean, sometimes my hearing is a bit dodge. Are vegetables giving you the skiff?
There you go.
No, they're giving Nick a pick and pay. Okay, so just a little bit of history. Okay. Pick and Pay, Hyper Norwood. You remember where that is, right?
I do. Listen, I'm just happy I remember the word skiff.
Okay, so Thursday night is date night at Pick and Pay, Hyper Norwood. Simon and I have decided
and by
this.
By date, we don't mean the ones like the Majdul dates that you get
no,
here in a box.
No. Although they probably do stock those. These are tough times for single people. So when you go and do your shopping, you want other single people to also be doing their shopping. And depending on what aisle, you know, whatever you're looking for, there's an aisle for that. You know, Apple says there's an app for that. Pick and Pay Norwood says there's an aisle for that. So if you are looking for short term, perhaps a physical relationship, you're going to find that person in the vegetable aisle. If you're looking for somebody who's more stable, long term, they're going to be washing, in the washing and laundry, detergent aisle. You know, they're really like domesticated, all of that. Okay. That's the basis of it.
Clean up in aisle two. maybe let's chat about
it. Rolien, nobody mentioned the word chocolate here. All right. Tell us what's news in Israel.
Okay. It is Thursday. How can you tell people? Okay, so I just want to update you. I know it's our top story for the day, and we have been speaking about it this week, but within the last half an hour, we have heard from the lawyer for the cop who killed the 19-year-old teenage Ethiopian Solomon Tekka. And this, as we've been speaking about, set off several days where protests became riots. Thank goodness today things have calmed down. There are still protests. And the father of Solomon Tekka, may his memory be blessed, has appealed to the public to please exercise restraint and calm. And next week, after the Shiva period, there will be a peaceful protest or a peaceful memorial. And he stressed peaceful. But we have finally heard from the lawyer for the police officer who at this moment is suspended pending an investigation, and his side of the story is that the officer in question was with his family when the altercation between Tekka and some of the others took place that he says placed him and his family in danger. And according to the lawyer says if he had not acted how he did, it's possible my client would be dead and his family would be harmed. And according to the lawyer, the police officer in question did not aim his gun at Tekka or anybody else and did not act out of any racist motivation, but he said enough with the lies and the threats, let the authorities finish their investigations. And he says that some of these claims are a witch hunt. So I think this is a case that's going to go on for quite a while. It's certainly opening up discussions in Israel, some much needed discussions, because you know what happened in the night in question, you know, that will remain a according to the evidence, and you know, we'll hear that as the weeks and the investigation plays out. But as we chatted about yesterday, it has opened a very, very important discussion and conversation that is also long overdue in Israel, and that is the status of the Ethiopian community. They are perhaps a lot more vulnerable than other Olim communities. And they are subject, or certainly they feel that they are subject to a lot more policing and in some cases, discrimination.
Rolien, moving on. Apparently the White House will shortly release more on the Trump peace plan. What's coming our way?
Okay. Well, we don't exactly what's coming our way. I mean, I know this is the Trump peace plan, but I think many of us who saw phase one, the peace to prosperity, were actually quite impressed by what was offered, at least on paper. And we now know that the Palestinian Authority has famously not only boycotted it, but called it basically dead on arrival. So according to White House advisor and President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, he has said that within the weeks and maybe as soon as next week, we could hear more about what's contained in the Trump peace plan. And he said that the response from the Palestinians has been hysterical and erratic and not terribly constructive. And we've heard from President Trump, who has said that despite the animosity between the Palestinian Authority or the Palestinians at the moment and the Trump administration, that he's actually quite fond of President Abbas, and that he is open to meeting with him. And then Prime Minister Netanyahu at July the 4th celebrations in Jerusalem last night, saying that he is also quite open to hearing what the Trump peace plan has in store for it. So it's going to be quite an interesting one. You know, we certainly are impressed by what looks like, in my opinion, a very, very a practical and very, very well thought out major step towards some kind of peace. And also what's very interesting is the response from the Arab world, who have been largely in support of this and have in the last couple of weeks said that, you know, they're starting to lose their patience with the Palestinians. While they can certainly support their resistance, or they, you know, they sympathize with their cause, that they see possible steps to dealing with Israel as something extremely positive.
Rolene, what led to Netanyahu saying that we are ready for a full-scale operation in Gaza?
Well, I think that it's over the last several weeks we've had incendiary devices, as we've spoken about quite at length, balloons, Molotov cocktails, and the like, sent over the border from Gaza into Israel, which has sparked fires in a number of southern Israeli fields and territories. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, we had a tally of almost 100 in a week. I mean, it's absolutely untenable, to the point where members of our southern communities are actually going to go to The Hague, to the International Criminal Court, to present their case, because this is a war crime. And speaking to his cabinet and speaking to representatives from the various regional councils in the south, Prime Minister Netanyahu says that they want to restore as much calm to the south as possible, but if it's necessary, they will embark on a wide-scale operation. But many of these regional councillors or leaders have said that this is long overdue, and they actually, some of them got up and walked out. They said, you know, this is, it's become absolutely untenable.
Yeah, difficult time. First, very interesting. I've got the Times of Israel open in front of me, Rolene, and just literally popped up a minute or two ago. State budget in Israel deficit soars to 14 billion new Israel shekels. Maybe you can tell us about that next week and what that means and the implication for the economy. But it is 1:30, and that is where we are going to leave it. Shabbat shalom. Thank you for talking to us as always, and look forward to speaking to you on Monday.
Shabbat shalom. Always my absolute pleasure. Shabbat shalom. And hey, I hold myself not responsible for anything I may witness in any shopping aisle anywhere.
Does she not know about the Super Soul on Ben Yehuda Street in Tel Aviv?
She knows about the Super Soul. Of course she knows about the Super Soul.